Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath. Thank you all for joining me on this day. Normally, I don't do a Saturday blog, but this week, God put it on my heart to do a Saturday blog because I was stressing out because I was trying to enflesh at Scarlet Straight, enflesh trying to figure out how I was going to be at sunrise service and get my show done and be in two places at the same time. And God said, do a Saturday service. So, do a Sabbath day show. You're in the Word. It's no different than what you do anyway. So, I am up. I am ready on my normal sleep-in day. Hallelujah. Because I do. I rest. And I work in a different way. It's a rest work because I'm working for God, as I always do. All my whole work is for God. We are blessed beyond measure to be children of God. And I would be remiss before I go into our word this morning not to just say thank you. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son. Thank you, Father, for loving us enough that you gave us Jesus, that he took our sins to the cross, and even the darkness came, which was our awful dark sins, that he was taken in, every one of them. That darkness was the sin of those that had sinned then and sins to come. As he took it all in, every dark, awful, evil thing, he took in. Why? Because of love. As you go through this weekend, it's not about an Easter bunny. It's not about an egg full of chocolate. It's not about the egg hunt. An Easter bunny. It's about Jesus. It's about the sacrifice of our Savior's life for you and for me. Don't get caught up in the superficial hype. Tell your children why Easter is important. Why is it important? Because he got up. He rose from the dead. He was resurrected. He was not dead. He was just taking control of his kingdom and taking the keys from the enemy so he could no longer slither up with the sons of God to havoc. Yes, we know that he's creating so much havoc in this world from every corner of the world. But we also know he's a defeated foe. History's been written. It's already there. We know he is not going to win. We just got to have faith. We got to keep praising. We got to keep lifting. We got to forgive. Forgive your enemies, because when you forgive, You defeat that evil one. You defeat his nefarious plans for you. You defeat him when you forgive. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Give them, for they know not what they do. We have to forgive. And when we forgive, watch God work miracles on this planet. Can't walk around with a whole lot of hate. Folks' families not speaking for 20 years. Because mama hurt my feelings. She loved my sister more than she loved me. Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't spoken to my siblings because they hurt my feelings and didn't come to my wedding. They didn't make it to my child's graduation. So I'm not speaking to them ever again. I'm not a part of that family. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Forgive. Get over it. Shake it off and move forward. Forgive. Shake it off and move forward. We don't have time to deal in petty stupidity. Go around with all that hate in. All that mess. You can't barely walk. You wonder why you got infirmities. Wonder why you can't breathe. Why you can't see. Why you can't hardly eat. Why you this. Why you that. Because you're walking around with a whole bunch of hatred. Let it go and give it to God. Give it to God and shake off all that foolishness. I deal in senior care. And there is nothing sadder than going into a facility and seeing seniors that have no visitors, that have no one to come and just say, Happy Easter. I love you. I like to say, Happy Resurrection Day. Easter's man-made. Resurrection is all God. We serve a risen Savior. And kindness is one of the things he tells us to do, to be kind, to be loving. Sadder than seeing someone in their older age have no one because of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. We can't walk around with it, family. As we get ready to go into our word this morning, we'll be coming out of Deuteronomy, and we're going to talk about some curses when you don't do what you're supposed to do, when you fall down at the idol of foolishness. God is love. So as you get ready to go into Resurrection Sunday, we resurrect relationships. Resurrect those things that have gone on that you really need in your life, like your family. Resurrect love with your mom if you have a problem with her. Resurrect and forgive your father because he wasn't there. And unfortunately, there's so many fathers that have forgotten the children that they had with their first love, with their wives. They get divorced, they get the new wife, they get the new family, and forget about the old. Fathers, you need to reconcile with your children and resurrect those relationships. And I say to you moms, even if dad is a don't want to pay child support, but if he loves his children, let him have time with them. God will do the convicting as he spends time with his children. And he will pay you. He will support you. He will take care of those kids as long as you learn to keep your tongue behind your teeth. You don't need to dog him out. Talk about him like a dog. You know he's been in prison. You know you knew all of that when you got with him. But you got to lift him up and not tear him down. I don't know who I'm talking to today. But when God puts a word in my mouth, I'm just going to speak what he tells me to speak. I don't know your situation, but I know that you got to forgive. As Jesus forgave our sins, we got to forgive each other and move forward in his name. Move forward with forgiveness in your heart, because forgiveness, unforgiveness does not hurt the person you're not forgiving. It hurts you. Put it on the altar. Give it to God. Move forward. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning with your mighty word, asking you, Lord God, to lead us, to guide us, to show us the way, that we will speak, that I will speak what you tell me to speak. And Lord, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength and my redeemer. Lord God, I lay this word at the altar, asking you, oh God, to bless it, to anoint it, and to lead it, that those that hear it will hear a word that touches their heart, touches their mind, and touches their spirit. In your son's precious and holy name, I thank you, Father God, for him. I thank you for salvation. I thank you that you came into my life, that you have taken control. Lord God, lead and guide me in the direction that I should go, that I will walk on the path of life, that I will stay in my lighted square and not fall into the darkness of despair. For you, Lord God, are in charge of my life, of my ministry, of everything I do. And Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Lifting up this Resurrection Sunday coming forth. I know he got up, but all power in his hand. And that he sits on your right hand, interceding daily for all of us. Interceding for me. Interceding for my family. Interceding for my friends. Interceding for all those that are on this planet who call on the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In his name, amen. Let's get into our word this morning, family. We are in the book of Deuteronomy, starting in Deuteronomy chapter 27. And let's get started. And our title for today is coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15. All the people shall answer and say, amen. All the people shall answer and say, amen. Amen that Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen that he sits on the right hand of God. Amen that Joshua led his people into the land of promise. The land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. And we all say amen. Now Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you today, and it shall be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you shall set up for yourselves. Lord, wash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of the law which you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord God of all your fathers promised you. Therefore, it shall be when you have crossed over the Jordan that on Mount Ebal, you shall set up these stones, which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime. And there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use an iron tool on them. You shall build with whole stones the altar of the Lord your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings and shall eat there and rejoice before the Lord your God. And you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law. Then Moses and the priest, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today. And Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you have crossed over the Jordan, Simon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, and these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali, and the Levites, the loud voice, and say to all the men of Israel, curse is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsmen, and set it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who perverts the justice due to stranger, the fatherless and widow. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lives with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's bed. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them. And all the people shall say, amen. Honor your father and your mother. Don't commit adultery. Incest is against God. Come on now. You've got to understand you cannot be messing around with your mother, your stepmother, your father, your stepfather, and all those things because what? You will be cursed. But understand, it's not the victim that will be cursed. It is the perpetrator in cases of rape. We better understand there's a power system there. We better understand God is saying you will be cursed. And the people all said amen. And a life lesson from Deuteronomy. And for those that are just joining this moving forward experience, when I say life from Dr. Charles Stanley, we are coming this year out of the Charles F. Stanley, Life Principles, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. What we do on moving forward is we learn the Bible in a year. We have gone off of that year schedule. We started back this year on the year schedule from January to December 31st. where we will read the word, every word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. We will read every word, God willing. And it is a Bible study to get the word into your body, your mind, your spirit, so that when you have to, you have a word from God that you can stand on, that you can say, not today. I will not walk in fear, for I know that the Lord my God is with me wherever I go. You can speak it. You will know it. You can say, I forgive as Jesus forgave. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. We got to understand, you got to learn to speak up against the enemy, because his job is to kill, to steal, and to destroy, and to keep you from walking in victory. Chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, and the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. We're going to go back to chapter 27 and go over a couple of life lessons. Life lesson one is from Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 2 to 3. You shall set up for yourselves large stones and write on them all the words of this law. This may be the first billboard in history. God did not want his people to forget his law, so he commanded them to put it in full public view. How do you remind yourself to remember God's word? You study it. You meditate on it day and night. That's the word. We got to chew on this word. We got to eat this word. We got to sleep and read and study all the time the word of God, so that you don't walk into the traps of the enemy. Deuteronomy 27:15, all the people shall answer and say amen. Congressional responses is in our minds the requirements and words of God. Our faith is never solitary business, but is meant to grow in community. That's why finding a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church is important. Because when you're out there by yourself, you don't have that community of believers that when you need prayer, you can pick up a phone and call your brothers, call your sisters, call your pastors, call the elders, call the deacons, call the prayer warriors, the intercessors, and say, I need prayer. Can you pray with me? Can you pray for me? When you have that community of warriors fighting for you, it's different than when you got to go on it by yourself. God does not want us to fight alone. But when we have that community of believers, we fight with him. Hallelujah. We stand with God. Your faith makes them stronger. Your love makes them stronger. The light that you emit from the hill makes them stronger. We got to fight with God, that we stand with him, that we give him our love, because we make heaven's angels stronger, that they can beam all that light on the darkness, that we shall see for what it is, a trick of the enemy to pull you in off your lighted square that you stand with God in. Hallelujah. He always goes before you. All you have to do is believe. Verse 2 of 28 of the book of Deuteronomy. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall be you in the city, and blessed you shall be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and increase of your herds, and increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and the kneading bowl. Blessed shall be blessed you shall be when you come in, and blessed you shall be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies to rise against you to be defeated. Before your face, they shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Command a blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and it will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Can I say it again? And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall be you in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your nodding bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed, until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. Ooh, the Lord don't play. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish, and your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to beat it before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scab, and with the itch, from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart, and you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. Wow. You shall betroth the wife, but another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long, and there shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils, which cannot be healed, and from the sole of your feet to the top of your head. The Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord will drive you. You shall carry much seed out to the field, but gather little in, for the locust shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and tend them, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, but they shall give thee. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you will not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly nor show favor to the young. And they shall eat the increase of your livestock and the produce of your land until you are destroyed. They shall not leave you grain or new wine until they have destroyed you. They shall besiege you at all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trust come down there throughout all your land. And they shall besiege you all at all your gates throughout all your land, which the Lord your God has given you. You shall eat the fruit of your own body and the flesh of your sons and your daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you in the siege and death and desperate straits in which your enemies shall distress you. And I'm going to put a pin real quick there. But if we remember it as we go forth in the laws of the prophets, when we go into the prophetic words, all of this stuff is coming true. When you see cannibalism, you know, there's a word, and I'm not sure if it's in Kings or if it's in one of the other books of the Bible, where it talks about a mother who killed her son so she and another mother could eat, and the other mother hid hers. Come on now. It's getting serious because of the curse. Let's keep going. The sensitive and very refined man among you will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the rest of his children whom he leaves behind, so that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children, whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you. At all your gates, the tender and the delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her feet on the ground because of her delicateness and sensitivity, will refuse to the husband of her bosom and to her son and her daughter, that her placenta, which comes out from between her feet, children whom she bears, she will eat them secretly for lack of everything in the seas and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. And as you read this, it's like, oh, that's just nasty. But understand, it does happen. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, which the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were at the stars of heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing. And you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other. And there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. And among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your foot have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and anguish of soul. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. You shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life. In the morning you shall say, oh, that it were evening. And at evening you shall say, oh, that it were morning, because of the fear which terrifies your heart, because of the sight which you, and the Lord will take you back to Egypt in ships by the way of which I said to you, you shall never see it again. And there you shall be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you. Wow. I said it's a rough word this morning. It is a rough word. It's a on-time word. It's a God word. We got to understand that the Lord our God is in charge of everything. We got a lot of going on, but we got to trust in God. God, and he loved us. Hallelujah. Lines will be open after we are finished with the word this morning. And I have some life lessons for chapter 28. And it says this: blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds. God left no doubt about the kinds of blessings in store for those who obey him. No matter where we live, what we do, or where we go, if we obey God's commandments, we can be assured of his blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated. God spoke these words to the people about to learn about the danger of enemies, yet he assured them and us today that no enemy can withstand his passion in standing up for those who belong to him. Taking God to the life example, throughout the Bible there are two kinds of pronouncements that God makes. The first kind is God's absolute declaration. God makes an absolute declaration when he tells us what he will do. As a rule, these acts of God are absolutely independent of any involvement on our part. They are absolute promises that God will see accomplished regardless of our input. For example, God promised our salvation through an absolute declaration. God said in Jeremiah 31, 33 through 34, I will be their God and they shall be my people. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. God provided salvation for us when we had no power to ask for it. Romans 5:8. Therefore, God's provision of salvation was made through an absolute declaration. The second kind of proclamation God makes is a conditional statement. These declarations invite us into an active relationship with God. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 2, God is speaking to the nation of Israel and getting them ready to go into the promised land. God says, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. I don't obey God's voice. In other words, the people of Israel had some input into the outcome. They had a choice in the manner. They could either obey and receive God's blessings, or they could rebel against God and endure his wrath. And the same goes for us today. We can either obey God or not. And whatever consequences come, they are on us, regardless of whether his promise is conditional or absolute. God will always do exactly what he says he will do. God will always keep his word to us. Unfortunately, we are living in it, really believe that. Our society often doesn't take God very seriously. However, we as believers must earnestly believe that God will do as he says without exception. Joshua 23:14 proclaims, you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one word of them has failed. Be assured, his word will never fail you. Therefore, today and every day, take God seriously and trust him, for whatever he has promised, he will certainly reward your obedience, and you will never be disappointed. Hallelujah. We are blessed beyond measure. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 1. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. Now Moses called all Israel and said to them, you have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, the great trials which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great wonders. Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear to this very day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or similar drink, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. And when you come to this place, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Or, king of Bashan, came out against us to battle, and we conquered them. We took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, to the Gadites, and to half tribe of Manasseh. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. All of you stand today before the Lord your God, your leaders and your tribes and your elders and your officers, all the men of Israel, your little ones and your wives, also the stranger who is from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into the covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath, which the Lord your God makes with you today, that he may establish you today as a people for himself. and that he may be God to you, just as he has spoken to you, just as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I make this covenant and this oath with you alone, but with him who stands here, not with you alone, but with him who stands here with us today, before the Lord our God, as well as with him who is not here with us today. For you know that we dwelt in the land of Egypt, and that we came through the nations which you passed by, and you saw their abominations were among them, wood and stone and silver and gold, so that there may not be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away today from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations, and that there may not be among you a root bearing bitterness or wormwood. And so it may not happen when he hears the words of this curse that he blesses himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, even though I follow the dictates of my heart, as though the drunkard could be included with the sober. Wow. The Lord would not spare him, for then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy were burned against the man, and every curse that is written in this book was set on him. And the Lord would blot out his name from under heaven, and the Lord would separate him from all the tribes of Israel for adversity according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the coming generation of your children who rise up after you, foreigner who comes from a far land, would say when they see the plagues of that land and the sicknesses which the Lord has laid on it, the whole land is brimstone, salt and burning. It is not sown, nor does it bear, nor does any grass grow there, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and his wrath. All nations would say, why has the Lord done so to this land? What does the heat of this great anger mean? And people would say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods that they did not know and that he had not given to them. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against this land to bring on it every curse that is written in this book. And the Lord uprooted them from their land in their anger, in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is belong to the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And just an FYI, we will be going over today. We are scheduled till 8:30 so we can get all of Deuteronomy in. It's a lot this morning, but every word is for a purpose and a reason so that we are getting this word. And Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4, a life lesson. The Lord has not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear to this very day. What the Lord has not given to his people, Israel, he has given to members of the church, to those in whom the Spirit of God dwells. Ezekiel 36:26 and Ephesians 1:18. Please write those scriptures down so you can review and look at them later. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. God withholds many pieces of information from us that is his right, but he reveals everything we need to know in order for us to live holy and joy-filled lives. God is speaking to us this morning. This is not just an Israel word. This is an all of us word, because God wants us all to be successful. Chapter 30 of the book of Deuteronomy. Now it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessings and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice, according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out from the Father's parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Also, the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you, and you will again obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments, which I command you today. The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book of the law. And curious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word of your is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Can I say that again? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14 is a highlightable. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. I'm going to say it for the third time. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Deuteronomy 30, 14. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. I'm going to say that again. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. Remember, life and good, death and evil. Command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Hallelujah. The life lesson 9 of chapter 30. The Lord your God will make you abound, for the Lord will again rejoice over you for good. The Lord God sent his son for us so that we may have eternal life. Hallelujah. The Lord loves to rejoice over his people for good, not to pronounce curses over them, for their punishment. Whether we receive the blessings or the judgment of God is up to us. Obedience matters. God must judge sin, and believers are not exempt in the world. God saves us not so that we can sin with impunity, but so that we can obey with joy. Hallelujah. I thank God today for his son. I thank God today for our Savior Jesus Christ, so that we are blessed and not cursed, because we can go to the throne and ask for repentance. Jesus Christ, our Lord, we have salvation. We are saved by grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm getting filled up this morning, family, because this word is true. It is a great word. And we have one more word for this morning, and then we will be done. Actually, I think we are done. And so I will be opening the lines. It just went so quick that I'm like, oh, my, we are finished. Woo, thank you, Jesus. I was ready to go on. I was all up in Monday's word, just getting ready to keep moving forward, because the word was just that good. Hallelujah. I am thankful today for God's grace. I am thankful today for God's mercy. I am thankful today that we serve a loving and mighty God. And as we do continue, because tomorrow is the 4th, so we do have one more word from Deuteronomy. And that's why we are going over today. Lines will be open very, very shortly for those that are standing in need of a word that they have from God. Please do not, we will be continuing in our word this morning, for God has given us a great word today, and we must know that it is important that we move forward in the word of God. I see you. I have not forgotten you. Your lines will be open. Just call back. The word of God is too important that he has put in my spirit that I must do the whole word today. Again, there will not be a word on tomorrow. God has his word for a reason, and he wants us to understand how important his word is for us. God loves each and every one of us, and he wants us to move forward. God is so good. And then it says in Deuteronomy chapter 31 to chapter 32, verse 52, it is a long word today because Deuteronomy is a lot to get through. But I don't want to not do what I'm told to do for God. And, you know, I do apologize if there are those that have to leave. Had a word, please don't hesitate to call back. We will be on for a little bit longer as God's word goes forth, because it's God's word that must go forth today. And it says this, then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said, and the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites in their land. When he destroyed them, the Lord will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to your fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it, and the Lord He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. Oh, that's my mantra. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid. God speaks that to me. I used to be a person walking in fear, but now I walk in faith because I know that the Lord God is with me wherever I go because his word says so. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. So Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God, in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gate, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you crossed the Jordan to possess. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, the days approach when you must die. Call Joshua and present yourself in the tabernacle meeting that I may inaugurate him. So Moses and Joshua went, presented themselves in the tabernacle meeting. Now the Lord appeared at the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud, and a pillar of cloud stood above the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, you will rest with your fathers, and this people will rise and play the harlot with the gods of the foreigners of the land where they go to be among them. And they will forsake me and break my covenant, which I have made with them. My anger shall be aroused against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, how have not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day, because of all the evil which they have done, and that they have turned to other gods. Now, therefore, write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel, when I have brought them to the land flowing with milk and honey, of which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and filled themselves and grown fat. Then they will turn to other gods and serve them, and they will provoke me and break my covenant. Then it shall be, when many evils and troubles come upon them, that this song will testify against them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten in the mouth of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them. Therefore Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. Then he inaugurated Joshua the son of Nun and said, be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land of which I swore to them, and I will be with you. So it was when Moses had completed writing the words of this law in a book, when they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there as a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord, then how much more after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribe and your officers that I may speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death, you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Then Moses spoke in the hearing of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Give ear, O heaven, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teachings drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender earth, and as a shower on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. They have corrupted themselves, they are not his children, because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who brought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you, when the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is the inheritance. He found them in a desert land and in a wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. So the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign God with him. He made him ride in the heights of the earth, that he might eat the produce of the field. He made him draw honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock, curds from the cattle and milk of the flock with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats with the choicest wheat. And you drink wine, the blood of the grapes. Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are obese. He forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods, with abominations. They provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God. To gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals, that your father did not fear. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful. You have forgotten the God who fathered you. And when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom there is no faith. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. But I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn to the lowest hell. It shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters on them. I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will also send against them the teeth of beasts with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword shall destroy outside. They shall be terror within. For the young man and virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs, I have said, I will dash them in pieces. I will make the memory of them to cease from among men. Had I not feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, our hand is high. It is not the Lord who has done all this. For they are a nation void of, nor is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, unless the rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them? For the rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of cobras. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine and recompense. Their foot shall slip down, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them. For the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is no one remaining bond or free. He will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. For I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I wet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the heads of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render vengeance to his adversaries. He will provide atonement for his land and his people. So Moses came with Joshua, the son of Nun, and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people. Moses finished speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said to them, set your hearts on all the words which I testify among you today, which you shall command your children to be careful to observe all the words of this law, for it is your life, and by this word you shall prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. Then the Lord spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, go up this mountain of the Abram, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, across from Jericho, through the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel as a possession, and die on the mountain which you ascend, and be gathered to your people, just as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people, because you trespassed against me. Among the children of Israel, at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not hallow me in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet you shall see the land before you, though you shall not go there into the land which I am giving to the children of Israel. And the word life lessons are these. Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. When we feel afraid or uncertain about the future, it lifts our spirit and strengthens our faith to remind ourselves glorious character of God. There is no rock like the God of Abraham. Excuse me. When push comes to shove, only the God of Israel remains standing and immovable, and he is our God. Chapter 32:36. The Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants. God both judges and restores his people. He loves us too much to allow us to stay disconnected from his love. He will move to restore the intimacy he desires with us, no matter what it takes. And that is our word this morning. And as we wrap it up, if there is anyone that has a word from God, please now push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. And I say again, as we opened up this morning, all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Deuteronomy 27:15. I thank you all for joining me this morning on this very long show. But it was a word that God gave me to give this morning, and I had to give it in its entirety. If there are those that were listening and had a word and had to leave, please forgive me, but I understand that I had to, please understand, I had to do my assignment, which was to complete this word today. I thank God for all that he is doing in our lives. I thank God for his son, for the resurrected one, who is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Before we get out this morning, I have a couple of words from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word for this morning is simply this. God speaks to those who take time to listen, and he listens to those who take time to pray. Have a fantastic day, family. Have a super Saturday, knowing that the Lord your God is fighting for you. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. He told us in his word to not walk in fear, because he is always there with us, that he will never leave us or forsake us. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Thank you so much, family. I love you all. Have a happy Resurrection Day. Rejoice knowing that the Savior has risen and that he loves you more than anything. Thank you so much for listening to me this morning. I know it was a long word, but it's a word that we had to get out to complete the assignment that we've been given. I thank you all. I praise God for you. And as we get ready to wrap it up, as always, we say, may the Lord watch between me and thee, while we are absent, one from each other, in the precious and holy name of our Savior, Christ Jesus. I thank you. I praise God today, knowing that I serve a risen Savior who intercedes every day, every minute, every hour for me and for you. We are blessed beyond measure. As the word of God says, we are blessed in the city and we are blessed in the country, because we have faith and we believe in God. For we know thou shalt have no other God before him. Lord God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Christ Jesus, again, I pray over you and yours that you are blessed, that you have a wonderful day, that you have a wonderful resurrection weekend, knowing that our Savior has risen. Be blessed, family. Again, one more time, if there's anyone that would like to speak, please push the number 1 on your phone or call 213-943-3597, for we are about to wrap it up. There is no one. I thank you all. Please join me on Monday as we move forward in the Word of God. Again, happy Resurrection Day. Rejoice, for our Savior has risen. Have a blessed day, family. It is, as we say on Moving Forward, it is a wrap. For I pray for you as you pray for me. I need you to survive. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap.